Larry Sparks will be on in about half an hour. That'll be a blast. Larry is the true king of bluegrass soul and such a wonderful gentleman and a great talent. A true, true, true legend. I know he's got a 50th anniversary album in the works, and we'll talk about that one. Just get caught up with Larry a little bit. It's been a while. He'll be up in my neck of the woods next Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 20th, at Willis Music in Florence. Because Larry Sparks is really prompt. The last time he was on the show, he's a professional, and he's very prompt. And I did call him at 1:30 and make sure everything was still set. So I expect my phone to go off in a few minutes. Hold on just 1 second, because Mr. Larry Sparks is on the phone. We're going to patch him in. I got one button to push and a couple knobs to turn. And Larry's sitting in his home waiting, so hold on. Larry.
Yes, sir, Steve.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
What are you saying?
Fine. Good to talk to you today.
It's good to talk to you, too. I hope you got sun where you are. I know you're just across the river in Indiana, aren't you?
Yeah, southeastern Indiana.
Yeah, I'm just right in northern Kentucky, so we probably have the same nice little sunny day, although they say it's supposed to snow again, which is just nuts.
Well, yeah, I think so. We've got a great day here today. It's beautiful. Sunny. And it feels pretty good outside.
It feels good. Take them as you come, right?
And that's right. If it snows, if it's pretty, whatever, we take it.
We enjoy it.
We get it all in Indiana, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad that you were available, and I wanted to talk to you because a couple things. It's been a while. It's been over a year since we talked last time.
Yeah, it sure has. And appreciate the invitation on your show.
Hey, listen, anytime. And we had a nice chat last year and covered a lot of territory. And
I have no idea what I talked about.
I
don't remember.
It was all good. There was nothing. You didn't say anything. All good. It was about the history of Larry Sparks, so that's all good stuff and all the music that you do. So I thought, well, I'd give you a holler because you're coming up to my neck of the woods up in northern Kentucky on Thursday the 20th at Willis Music, folks. Larry Sparks will be at Willis Music at 7:30 on the 20th at Willis Music. That's on Mall Road. And unless the snow comes tomorrow and keeps us grounded, I'll be out there Thursday to shake it howdy with you, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, looking at the extended forecast, I think we're going to be in good shape, and I think we're going to have up in 50-degree weather on that Thursday.
That'll be great. Well, we'll have a packed audience. And hey, listen, before I patch you on the air, I ask you a little bit about the 50th anniversary album that was in the works last year. So can we talk about what you've got there? Are there any secrets? I don't want to reveal anything you're not ready to talk about. But can we talk about that new project?
Well, it took us a little bit to get it done, you know, getting everybody's schedule is sometimes a problem when you have guests on an album. And what I wanted to do, Steve, was look at the entertainers that were still active in the business and still doing great, you know, and have been for years. And I wanted to have them on this album because I have, you know, so much respect for the artists through the years, and so I got a hold of Bobby Osborne. He sang with me on a song, and I got Curly Seckler.
Curly Seckler, for the people listening, I know who Curly is, but just in case there's any people listening, let's go back and fill in Curly Seckler. He's one of the original Flat and Scruggs guys.
Yes, he was a big part of their sound, and he's 94 years old now.
Yeah.
But he's still pretty spry. You know, I'm so honored to have him.
Great harmony singer. And he was, you know, I'll say this, Larry. I always thought he was an underrated mandolin player because of, you know, all the other people in that band. But he did exactly what they needed and filled in, and terrific harmonies.
Well, like Lester said, he liked the way he held the mandolin. So. He wasn't the best mandolin player, but he liked the way he held it.
He did just fine. He did well,
but
Curly.
But he sounds so good.
Oh, golly.
They match good. And he did. His sound made players in that era want to play.
I think you're right.
You know, it made them, they was influenced by Curly Seckler. And he was just a great singer through the years. I wanted to have him.
Oh, yeah.
And Curly just was eager to do it, you know, and we're friends, and I'm glad that I'm a friend of his. And then I have some other folks on it too. You know, if you like for me to.
Oh sure, yeah. We've talked about Bobby Osborne and Curly Seckler. So you're mining the fields.
You know Ralph Stanley?
Why, sure.
Oh, Ralph will be singing with me on this too, Steve. And it's an old Stanley Brothers song, and it's going to be a fresh number. And I did Allison Krauss, my friend, mm-hmm. Allison. She sung with me on my 40 album, and she was kind enough to sing on this one with me. And so we did a song together, her and Judy Marshall.
Mm.
Was with me, singing with me, and we took parts. You know, Judy sung a part, and I sung a part, and Judy sung a part, and we all sung harmony with each other. You know, that was sort of my off the wall ideal, but it did turn out good, and that's on there. And Bill Monroe and myself sang together in 1995. A year before he passed away at Bean Blossom. Yeah. And this was recorded, a song we did, and we was able to take this song in the studio and tweak it and make it sound good. We didn't add a bunch of slick stuff to it. We just kept it original.
Good.
And I don't like slick material. I like it all original. If there's some mistakes, let it be.
That's right.
I like it real. But we put this in the studio and worked with it and with the sound quality. And you can't hardly tell it's not a studio recording. And so Bill Monroe and myself were probably singing together.
Wow.
On this album. And I had some other folks here, too. I think there's many things going. You can't remember everything.
Oh,
I had some other folks on here.
I assume, Larry, that they're all as good as you are and that they all deserve to be on an album with Larry Sparks. And you've named a few names already, and I'm sure that the entire album is just I can't believe it's been 10 years since 40.
I put new songs in.
Well, sure.
I don't forget new songs. And I always want to bring new material into this business. We need it. We need good songs in the boundary. Keep it in the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of hard to do anymore.
Yes, it is.
To get new songs that'll fit in what we do. But they are there, and you just got to dig them out of the woodwork. And I think I've done that on this one, and I'm real, real proud of the album. I think it's going to be good.
Well, you just say this, Larry. You always you get a song and you work it and you work it, and you take a long time before you decide what you're really going to put your stamp on. Is the way I understand it.
Sometimes too long, you know. I try to be sure that you know it's going to suit Larry Sparks and in my way, in my feel, in my heart, and it takes a little while to. You know, to analyze the thing out and make sure it's going to work for me.
To the folks listening, if you happen to wander backstage, like in between sets for Larry, he might be singing harmony with the members of the band. It may not be something that they're doing that day, but you're always working out and making sure that before you get on stage, and certainly before you record it, you're always making sure that it works.
You know, we can't be perfect, Steve.
Right.
We can't be perfect, but we can strive to be. You know, and music, you need to strive to be perfect. We're not going to be perfect. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to miss licks and miss this or that. But you know, you can pretty well keep it in line. I still have the want to. I still have the energy in my heart and soul and mind, and I still have the want to.
Yeah.
You know, I've never lost that for this music.
You know,
I'll hope and pray that I'll have that, you know. And as long as we got that and our health and are able to go, let's do it. And that's what we're here for.
You know, you mentioned Ralph, and he was on the show toward the end of, I guess, last summer, and that was going to be his going away year. And as we're talking on the program, you know, he still wants to do it. And in the middle of the show, he says, I don't know if I'm going to quit this year or not. I may do another year of retiring. So I think he's decided to go back.
That's good. You know, Ralph told somebody he wasn't going to die until Larry Sparks did it all.
I love that. That's good. Well,
I said, I don't know about that. But Ralph is doing fine. He's doing good.
Through it all, when he gets to the microphone, it's Ralph. It's Ralph, as clear and pure as his soul.
And you know, it's always been that way.
Yes, sir.
He stuck with what he stuck with his guns, and he didn't give up. He kept it one way, and he grew independent with what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be that way.
And that's the way you are.
Monroe was independent with what he did, and, mm-hmm. and you have to get in that situation where, hey, this is what I'm going to take care of.
Well, there's no mistake in the sound that you bring to bluegrass, Larry. You fit right in that in your own way. You fit right in that mold that it's always Larry Sparks.
We all have our styles, you know.
Yeah.
And we're in the boundary of it, or I am, and I think we need to stay in the boundaries. I have my style, my way of doing it. I'm just one of the few ranchers, you know, left that is doing this.
Can you
keep the music and take care of this music, Steve?
Well,
taking care of this music.
You're taking care of it.
Not let it go astray, no. And just everything, anything goes. So yeah, I don't want that, and I won't have that.
You can you believe it's been 10 years since 40, since that album?
No.
My goodness, I bought that from you right as it came off.
Would you like to have another one?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I got some in the trunk of my car.
Do you still? That was a great. Well, you mentioned some of the people that were on that one, and you think, boy, that was a great. You know, one of the best versions ever of Carter's Blues,
mm-hmm.
on that album, because it's you,
yeah.
And I can't remember all the guitar players on it.
There's some fine guitar players. On
oh
there.
My!
Steve, I can't remember who it was.
They were great.
Vince Gill took a good run.
I remember one of the things we talked about last time, Larry, is that I believe you have a very understated, underrated approach to playing guitar. You know, you're not all over the. Of course, that old saying, "I find the note and I know where it is." But you have, and there's a kind of a bluesy feel to some of the solos that you take. There's just a real. I remember we talked a little bit about that.
Well, you know,
and that's your style.
This is what. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I say, and that's your style. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but.
Well, I don't play with a lot of notes. And my style is more feel.
Mm-hmm.
Just to use, for instance, and I don't try to play like this gentleman, but use B.B. King, for instance.
It's exactly right.
Now, he can take one note and get more out of that one note than you can 25, you know.
That's right.
I mean, it's just the feel that comes from you, comes from your soul and heart and what you're doing. You see,
he gets on that note and squeezes
it. When
you
do that, you're going to capture people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take to that. They're going to feel that with you. See, and I'd rather have that. That's me than all kinds of notes and zipping all over the place. You know, that's good. I'm not mocking that. That's, mm-hmm. that's okay to play like that. But for me, that's not my style.
Well, each note, you're not, and I'm not criticizing that style either. It's phenomenal. But
I think it is.
Each note that you play, you're saying something with that note.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I make my note, I kick it in the rear end and make it talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to do that.
Yeah.
And it's just something you have a feeling for, you know, from your soul. And Monroe had it with his mandolin playing.
That's right.
He had it with his mandolin playing.
That's right.
He could step out and he can do something that's very simple, but it's the way he attacked that, the way he felt that playing, and he sold that to the people.
Mm-hmm.
They felt it with him. See? Am
oh,
I
yeah.
making sense?
Oh yes, you are. You absolutely are. No, you're making perfect sense, man. I'm with you.
Don't
100%.
Give me a rattle, man. I won't stop.
Listen, we got all day, Larry. Except you don't. You got stuff to do. But I mean, I'm happy to. That's exactly the stuff that I think is fascinating to talk about, because I recognize it about your style. And the key part to that sentence is it's your style. It's Larry Sparks. You have your own way of doing it.
It is. And, you know, it's just like going back to Monroe. Okay, after him, you know, you had a lot of branches, you know, and that grew from the music. And you had Jimmy Martin. He was different, you know. He's a great entertainer, great music singer. You had the Osborne Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come into their own thing, and they were different and played such great music, good singing. And you know, the Stanley Brothers and all these people, and Reno and Smiley, and it kept rolling, and then it come to me, and I have mine.
Yeah.
You know.
And
there's my style. Well, my brand.
That's right. And in all those names, when you mention the Osborne Brothers and Reno and Smiley, uh-huh. and you instantly hear and recognize in your mind, without the music playing, exactly what that sound is. And so they've created a sound, and you also created a sound which is instantly recognizable.
That's right. And, you know, Steve, having a sound, style anymore is not... you don't hear that too much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear that different sound. There's more sound alikes.
Oh, you're right.
A stylist has to have that. You know, have his own sound. A stylist has to be a leader, and a leader has to be a stylist. When I step out on the stage, I have my way of doing things, and it's my way. Like Frank Sinatra said, I'm doing it my way.
Yeah,
you know, and the same with the names I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. They all did it their way, and you know, we're very fortunate they did.
And yes, and we're fortunate you did, and all. Like I said, even you mentioned Jimmy Martin. All this you can say that's a. You can hear that sound without hearing their music, and you can hear someone else do a song like them. You can say, "Oh, that's like a Larry Sparks sound, or that's like a Jimmy Martin sound, or that's." So those are imprinted so much in the music business that it's not just a song. Now there are songs that are very strongly connected with Larry Sparks, no question about it. But it's your sound. When someone says Larry Sparks, you hear that and feel that sound in your heart and your head. As to what you're going to hear.
Yeah, that's right. And, mm-hmm. and you hear that, you know, and it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear another group or another one, like Stanley Brothers or Osborne's or whoever it is. It's all different.
Mm-hmm. And it all sounds like them.
But yeah. we're all in the same rim, you know.
Right.
All of us together are in the same boundary.
Yeah.
Just got our own thing, you know.
Well, you've got it, and of course you don't need me to tell you that, but I'm just telling you that you've hit exactly on a good point, that it's that style and sound that's so recognizable. And like you said, it's not like you weren't trying to copy anyone. Everybody's influenced. Everybody has influences. You can't help it. But then you find your own way.
You must find your own way. You must make your own path. But don't forget the old path.
Mm-hmm.
Always keep on the old paths. And you can make your new paths, but keep on the old road.
Oh, man.
I think a lot of, you know, some of the new bands, Steve, really are learning from new bands.
Okay.
And with all due respect to them, you know, I'm not saying all of them, but some of them, you know, they need to go back.
Exactly.
To the old paths.
That's right.
And go back to the 1930s or further, 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And 50s, and learn. You know, these young people can learn. They're very talented. There's a lot of talented musicians. Not too many good singers, but there's a lot of talented musicians, and they can learn this. You know, a lot of them can learn it.
Yeah.
And learn where it came from, and you know, learn the old ways first.
Do you think
branch out?
Yeah. Do you think if they don't take advantage of that material back in the 40s and 50s and even further back, do you think that what they're playing isn't as well based in that real soul, heart and soul of what bluegrass is? I mean, in other words, like you say, they're great musicians, but maybe without that feeling that you hear from an old Bill Monroe record or an old Stanley Brothers record.
Yeah, it will be without it. It just won't be there. And just too... Now, I'm not against progressive.
No.
You know, I'm not against that. Everybody don't drive the same car. But, you know, you can get too far out with it. You can go out of the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
You know.
And without that base, without that base that you live through and you're talking about, they don't even know when they're going out of the boundary.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it's good to learn from the old past and the older people that were there before I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, and today's musicians learn from people that was there before they was.
Right. That's right.
And, you know, we all learn And I haven't learned everything. I'm still learning, you know. I think that that's good in a lot of ways, because if I let myself get stale, you know, and stale myself out, you know, you can do that real quick. And you need to keep fresh, keep new ideals. And, you know, you got to have that want to.
That's right.
You got to have that want to and that push and that energy to go do it.
And I think if you ever lose that want to, then you might be doing a disservice to yourself and to the people that are coming
right.
to watch you.
That's true. Well, you'll just get stale with
yeah.
yourself. You know?
Yeah.
And your music will just kind of start leaning over, you know, and
yeah.
getting lazy, and you know? Just all the feel, energy, losing it. And, you know, I don't want that to happen to me.
No.
And I want to keep my music fresh and with energy, you know, and life, too. I want to keep life in it.
You have, Larry, you have one of the on-stage shows, and we're talking to Larry Sparks here, and I'm going to keep him just a little while longer, but I want to keep him all day. Larry, you have one of the most relaxed and engaging stage shows and presence. You know, it's almost like you're playing for that person in the second row, or that you're in their house, or that they're just come over to watch you play.
You know, that's good, I think, because you can get too showy with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can get too slick with it. Make a few mistakes.
Yeah.
Try it. Hit a bad note. You know, it don't matter. Go ahead and do it. But and I'm going to do it. I guarantee you that before my show is over with. I'm going to make a mistake somewhere. But that's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay with me. And I'll correct it next time around. But those people must. You need to make people feel like you're singing and playing on one-to-one.
Mm-hmm.
One-to-one. Every person in there, one-to-one. You know, and don't put it all as a one congregation, you know, to everybody, which is that way, but I like my music to hit everybody one-on-one.
And you actually have that intent when you go out on stage. It's not an accident.
So, yeah, I think it's that way.
Yeah.
And my music is it's simple. I try to play it, and it's not too simple. I like the Stanley Brothers. I thought their music, well, yeah, that's great. You know, I know I can do this. I know I can do that. But when you start playing music with Carter and Ralph, and you begin to change your thoughts, because it's not that easy.
Mm-hmm.
They had a different timing, you know, different
oh, yeah.
way of doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
oh man, this is
you just have to let yourself be yourself, Steve.
I think that's good advice. Yeah, you have to learn, and then you have to be yourself on stage. Or you know, part of the problem is if you're not yourself, then if you do make a mistake, then where do you go if you're on stage?
Well, where you go?
Yeah.
Just be yourself, be natural, and you know, and try to give the people a good show. Give 110% of yourself. People and you don't have to wire yourself out. If you got that want to, if you mm-hmm. still got that want to, you'll do it.
And you still got it. When are we going to get our hands on the 50th anniversary album?
What would you give?
Mm-hmm.
What's it worth to you?
All the money I got in my pocket, but I don't have anything in my pocket right now. But I can get something.
It's going to be out. I thought it was a little bit of a delay on it.
Okay.
And it's going to be out. Talk to the record company. And it's going to be out the first week or 2 weeks of May.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we'll look forward to getting our hands on that.
And it won't be in the stores actually until July.
Okay.
1st of July. To be at distributors will have it in the stores all across the country.
Okay.
But it will be out first half of May. Actually, I'll have CDs in my hands.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that.
The official date release date won't be until July.
Okay.
That's when
and it's just going to be called what? The official title?
Well, I think Rebel's going to call it, I'm doing this for Rebel Records.
Yeah, right? Rebel. Yes, thank you.
And one of the biggest and best companies we have right now in the
sure.
business. Probably the only thing we have. I'm doing this for them, and it's like a 50-year celebration thing, they're calling it, which I think suits the occasion, and I'm not sure. We'll just go with the 50-year celebration.
We'll just look for 50 in your name.
Close enough what they're going to call it.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good album, I think, Steve.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Anxious to have it out and give it to people, you know, and let people hear it, you know, and let them be have this album in their collection. I think it'll be one that'll stay and be a keeper.
Well, and as we always say, of course, you want to get those recordings from people like Larry, but you want to support live music because that's really where it's at.
Very important to keep things going. We need people to support the music. It's good music and it's family music. It's good music and it's real music.
Yes, sir.
It's real music.
Yes, sir.
And you know, and we need a lot of supporters in it. And we there's a lot of things going on now that can take from shows. There's so many things happening. Every time you have a show, you got, you know, 10 other things against you all
sure.
around you, you know, in different places.
But we need music. We need what you're doing.
Well, yes, and we need to do it, and people need it. You know, all of us need it together. And the only way for it to work is all of us stick together and try to make it work.
You're right. You're right.
You know, in this day and time, there's a lot of so many things happening, but this music will be here to stay as long as I have any control in it at all.
You and Curly and Ralph. If Ralph won't leave it all to you, he'll stick around
for
a long
time. Well, Ralph's not going to go. We know that.
I know. And the people can go to Larry. You have a website where they can follow your tour and get your tour, find out where you're going to be near them. That's a good thing to know.
LarrySparks.com.
There you go.
And that's where they can go to. And I have... not on the 2 or 3 Facebooks. Phil Rice runs my Facebook, and she is my acts as a booking agent for me right now. And Phil's a good lady, and her husband, and they live in Kentucky, Fredericksburg, Kentucky.
Okay.
And she works with me in most of my bookings right now. Helps me in that, and she's a really good to have with us. You know.
Well.
She runs Facebook thing too.
Well, we know Larry Sparks surrounds himself with good people who care, and it's always easy to find him. And I just thought, man, I got to get you back on, talk about this new album and the fact that you're coming up to Florence.
When you're getting ready, I sure love to come back on. I appreciate you having me on today. I do want to thank Gene Thompson. He might be listening in.
Well, sure, yeah.
Gene Thompson is kind of doing some legwork on our show with Willis Music.
Good, yeah, sure.
And,
I expect he'll be there.
Yeah, I need to call him, and he's a good man, and he's a good man to work with. Gene Thompson, there, I'm going to thank him too for helping us.
He is. Gene's a great guy, and for the people that don't, you know, this goes everywhere around the world, but I live in Northern Kentucky, and Gene Thompson's been a major part of the bluegrass scene in here forever.
He has been,
and
you know, he's very. If he tells you something, Steve, you can take it to the bank.
You are correct.
Don't worry about Gene Thompson.
You're right.
He's very truthful, honest to work with, and he gets out and works at it. You know, he does legwork on these shows, and there's a lot more to it than just booking a show.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot to putting the show on. Many, many, many things have to be done, and he sees that a lot of stuff is taken care of, and he's a good man, Gene Thompson there.
Yeah. Well, listen, I look forward to coming out and visiting with both of you live Thursday at Willis, 7:30. Willis Music, out of town on Mall Road in Florence. It's 5 minutes from me, so I'll be there. So.
Well, I enjoyed playing there last year.
Yeah.
We had a nice little crowd.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't a record breaker, but we had a nice crowd.
It was bad weather. It was bad weather, remember?
It was bad weather, and but the people were great. And I told Gene, I said, well, I have something coming back next year, if you want to do it, and the people want to have me, we'll come back again.
Well, the weather should be nicer, and people ought to come out and listen to some great live music. That's where it's at, man. If you can see Larry Sparks live and then Gene Thompson live, you got to go see it.
Great.
All right. Hey, Larry, thanks, buddy, for being available on short notice. I just called your people sometime this week, and I thought, man, I got to get Larry back on and catch up. So
appreciate it.
It's been a blast.
Thanks for having me on. I knew it was something I wanted to do, and that part of your show is what it was.
It
brought to my attention.
I believe that.
But I appreciate the invitation and having me on today.
Thanks, Larry Sparks, man. Now listen, have a good day. Get out and enjoy some sunshine, and then I'll see you Thursday.
Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, bud. See you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There's Larry Sparks. I don't know if you can find a finer person in any walk of life than Larry Sparks. He just happens to be the king of bluegrass soul. Larry Sparks, man, thanks so much. Golly, he's a great man. I'll just say it. He happens to be in bluegrass, but Larry is solid gold all the way down to his soul. And he brings you everything he's got on stage. And it's him. It's his style. It fits within what he wants to do. And you know that style when you hear it. You know the Larry Sparks style. What a class guy. Thanks so much for talking. I love talking to Larry. I could talk to Larry all day. I could just keep finding things to talk to him about because I just enjoy the man so much.